about.
You got to put it in perspective.
Chapter 1, the new beginning of the book. There have been many great comebacks throughout history. Jesus was dead, but then came back as an all-powerful God zombie. Ryan O'Neal had his ups and downs, but is now back and better than ever. Well, my comeback is almost complete, and I can say that when it is complete, it will shake the pillars of this land or town. My story is the story of a raging Christ figure who tore himself off the cross and looked at the Romans with blood in his eyes and said,
"If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning."
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
My name is Maniac. About myself, I'm a happy motherfucker. Living life day to day, doing my thing, being happy, doing shit that she loves to do. Being crazy, being family, being happy. Yeah, most people think I'm on drugs because I'm always happy.
Are you on drugs?
No, I'm not. I'm high on life.
And now.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Our feature presentation.
But she was on drugs,
yeah,
right?
No question.
100%.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning, the 28th of March. Anything life-changing happened in your days yesterday?
I took an excellent nap.
Good.
One of those naps where you wake up and you have no idea really where you are. What day it is. Did I sleep through the whole weekend? It's not the weekend.
Has that ever happened?
That I've slept through something? No, it has happened that I woke up back when I did television. I did wake up at about 5:30, and I flipped out because I had to be on air in 15 minutes. So as I'm pulling on pants, I'm grabbing my makeup, everything. I'm calling the assignment desk. I'm like, oh, this guy usually doesn't work now. That's weird. Explaining to him, please call my photog. I'm going to be late. I apologize. I'm so sorry. This dude let me talk for a while. Until he goes, Allie, it's 5:30 at night. Did you take a nap?
That's
like, what happened?
Awesome.
I was like, oh, I was wondering why you were working.
He let you keep going and going.
And I'm sure he then put me on speaker, which he should have done, because I was losing my mind. So that's the only time. But is that a bad feeling? Like your beehole just puckers up and, oh,
oh boy.
It's bad.
I woke up yesterday at 2:39. In the afternoon, and freaked out because I didn't know if it was AM or PM.
Yeah.
And then I thought, what difference does it make? If it's 2:39 in the morning or in the afternoon, I don't have to do anything.
You can still sleep a little bit.
I either miss the whole show or I still have time to sleep.
You're like an 8-year-old. No responsibility.
I'm just saying, it was like, okay, why am I freaking out? This makes no sense.
Then you had some ice cream.
Regardless if it's, of course.
Yeah. Breakfast at night, the whole thing.
Excellent.
So one dude in Wisconsin won the lottery. $768 million?
It wasn't a small amount for one winner.
One guy. Didn't have to split it with anyone.
But we talked about it. Like, once you take out taxes and stuff, it's only like $300 million.
Not even
after
worth
everything.
It.
Right? So
not
why
worth
do
the
it?
Point.
Did either of you buy a ticket yesterday?
I thought about it.
Because we made jokes about it being $650 and now finally worth it?
Yeah.
You thought about it, but
I thought about it, and then I saw people posting about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even Chip sent me a text and said, I won't be in tomorrow. I'm winning the lottery.
Nice.
And I'm like, I hope you do, Chip.
How'd that go?
Not so much.
Okay.
I just didn't. I just don't buy lottery
tickets.
No.
Do you ever?
No. I don't. Unless we were like, oh, we should all get one.
Right.
But in this case, I just, you know, I'm never going to win.
Yeah, that's what the guy thought, though. This is what I can't get past.
But are we sure that Wisconsin guy thought he'd never win? Or was he like, I'm going to win one day?
Like it makes a difference.
I don't know. He's just more positive.
He has the exact he has the exact same odds of winning as you do, and he won.
Yeah, he has more hopes.
Just got so bummed.
That was sad.
He has more hopes than dreams.
That's sad.
Well, I'm just sort of happy.
Here's a dude in Australia that won the lottery twice in one night.
Oh.
What?
He'd played the same numbers for 30 years, hadn't won. Hmm. Played the same numbers, but accidentally bought two identical tickets, the same numbers that he uses.
Okay.
I'm not positive how you accidentally buy two tickets.
Was it for two different lotteries?
No, same lottery.
Oh, okay.
But two identical tickets.
I could see it. You buy it on like a Monday or whatever, then Thursday comes along, you go back to your gas station, and then you're like, did I buy it on Monday? And then you rebuy it. I could see it.
All right.
So it was worth $12.5 million. It wasn't the giant jackpot.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I would throw this one away.
But that, right? But that amount of money was for however many he got right. And then he got it right again.
So he had to split it with himself.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, you could look at it that way. Or he won 25 million pounds.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't.
Which is like 31 million.
That's not, right. That's not how it works.
Dollars. What? Yes, it is.
Wait, how much was the lottery total?
I don't know the lottery total. It just said he won 12.5 twice.
Oh, so he did.
So yes.
Well, he split it himself, though.
Well, that's what you're saying, yeah. But I'm saying...
Whoa, deja vu.
12.5 million plus 12.5 million.
That's amazing.
Yes. He actually doubled his winnings by making a mistake and buying the exact same ticket twice.
Except he may have only won 25 million both times.
Because he bought the winning ticket.
But he didn't have the winning ticket. He had enough numbers right that he won $12.5 million.
Hmm.
So, and that's all he would have won. But because he picked the exact same numbers and bought a second ticket, ticket also got $12.5 million.
You know what?
Let's not get back into this, shall we?
It's too early for math.
Okay.
It's too early for math.
Okay, so just trust me on this one.
I trust you.
Trust me on this one. Allie, trust me on this one.
I trust you on this one.
$12.5 million. He bought two. He got $25
million. Oh, okay.
Just trust it.
It's awesome.
Is it 5:40 p.m. or a.m. right now?
Am I dreaming?
A.m. right now?
Yeah.
Okay. That's incredible.
Right.
That guy's stoked.
Right.
That guy's memory issues really paid off.
I mean, imagine the phone call. What? I didn't buy two tickets.
What are you talking about?
And then he has to look for the other one that he forgot he bought. Oh, but it's on the fridge with the magnet.
He found it. You know he found it. And he won $25 million.
I have something I wanted to bring up.
Oh, okay.
I've hit a
You won $25 million in the lottery?
I bought two tickets. They're both losers, though. When do I bring up to my pregnant wife that we're eating at CPK too much?
You don't, because that's what she wants to
but
eat.
But I have to.
End of discussion.
I agree with
we're
Allie.
Eating it so much.
Yeah.
I'm becoming a CPK.
Oh, dude, I've eaten there three times a week for my lifetime.
Luck out.
Because my kids love it.
Oh, boy.
And it's right around the corner.
Is she getting different things?
No.
Okay.
No.
Right. So she's just really loving one
okay.
thing.
Okay. I have a follow-up question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is she pregnant?
Yes.
Do what she wants.
Kevin then speaks from experience.
Listen, then that's the question I'm asking.
Yes.
And that's the answer. Yeah. I wondered if there was a point where I go, we're here, you know, like the waiters and waitresses are like same table. Like, we're getting into that territory.
I mean, that's a sort of a different issue. Like, are you going too much and they know you and...
Maybe
is that
we
bad?
Maybe we split them up. Maybe we then go to like the Tarzana one or whatever.
Yeah, go to different ones.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You're still going to CPK.
Yeah.
Postmate it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Just eat it in the privacy of your own home.
Have you ever called in to pick up?
Yeah.
That's magic,
too. They know us there, too.
Oh.
The woman
is
comes
that
up.
The problem? Is that they know you?
No, but it does make me start to question how much we've been going.
All right.
That's all.
Because you're naming your child after one of the servers? Yeah.
No, we're at Kung Pao Chicken.
Oh, yeah. Baby wow. Kung Pao.
Or Thai Crunch. We're going with either one of those two.
Oh, those are both sweet.
Thai Crunch.
I had a lovely niece lettuce wrap.
Oh, yeah.
And she is a delight. Well, I love CPK so much.
So the answer is do what you want.
All right. Thank you.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
No way. No way.
On the program today, we have RJ Bell to talk about the college tournament that's
Good
going
job.
On right now.
Good
Thank
job,
you. Thank
Kevin.
You. In our pool, he's number one.
Oh, dear.
Now, he's never won our pool ever.
No.
But he's in first place right now.
How long during the segment do we let him gloat about that?
That's what I was
thinking.
We
need to cut him off. Like, I say 20 seconds.
That's not much.
I'll run the clock, yeah.
Yeah, we need to have a timer just ticking down.
I think maybe 30 seconds.
30 seconds to gloat? Okay.
Yes, because the name of his bracket is Pro versus All Joes.
Ugh.
So he's sort of rubbing it in with that already. But
that was before he was in first.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how he started, yes. So we'll talk to RJ Bell. We're going to put a clock on him so that he can gloat for 30 seconds.
For sure.
And then he'll talk about the upcoming games.
Okay.
Also on the program today, we have Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Like we do on Thursdays. We do Get Up on This with Jensen Karp on Thursdays.
Yes,
introduces us to something new. The Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket.
Oh.
It's happening.
Do any of us know yet?
No, I don't
I
know.
Don't.
I don't know. We're moving from the
fabulous, fantastic,
finishing four
mm-hmm.
to the championships.
To the, final two.
Yep.
Wait a minute. None of us know.
No.
It's relatively close to what we thought, but not exact.
Well, I had three
Who
out of four.
Who were your final two?
My final two were Rodney
uh-huh.
and Hot Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Same.
Nah.
Rodney and Hot Cheetos. No. How could it not be?
Because it's going to be Victor Fuentes.
Well, he's, again.
Versus Rodney.
He's
fantastic. That's my
They're
final
all winners.
Two.
We're at an all-winner situation.
Absolutely. Yeah, so but it's going to be Victor versus Rodney, and then Rodney is going to slay all day.
I think so, too.
Mm. Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys know about this, but in Belgium, they have a contest to crown the world's best seagull imitator.
People are impersonating seagulls?
Birds? Yes.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, that's an ugly sound.
Yeah, it's not.
It's and all these people are doing it, like one after another goes up and does it.
Do it again?
With a microphone.
One more. I'm closing my eyes.
I did it on
eyes.
Purpose while somebody else was talking.
Go ahead.
I'll talk. Okay, good. I just wanted to hear it again.
That's not a seagull.
I mean, it's my version of the seagull.
Okay.
But they really get into it. Some of them dress like a seagull.
Well, sure.
It's a little scary.
This is my impersonation of a seagull. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Came around at the end.
Yeah,
all right.
It did.
Longer.
That's pricey.
Remix.
All right, we'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54. Allie is here. What's happening?
I never want to be super duper famous.
Huh?
It just seems
same,
like a mess.
Same, same.
And I am coming from a place where when I was on the news, I was stalked by a few people, one of which is still in an institution.
Wow.
It was a bad situation. And I don't know if you knew this, but it might have changed since then. But people on the news are the most stalked people because you know where they are every day. They're in your home every day. People think they have a relationship with
people. They're talking to the camera, which is a big part of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. People think they're talking right to them. But just in the last few days, just stalkers being in the news with Natalie Portman, an armed intruder arrested at her home. Police received an emergency call just on Tuesday. LAPD found the man, arrested him. This is someone she has a permanent restraining order against.
Wow. And he had a weapon?
He's just off his rocker.
Wow.
And then you've got Chris Martin from Coldplay, mm-hmm. where he just had to get a restraining order against a woman that just keeps showing up at his house. He's very worried about his children, very worried about his girlfriend, Dakota Fanning. Dakota Fanning?
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson. He's also worried about Dakota Fanning.
Sure. Yeah.
Just he's got
we
all the Dakotas.
Be. We should all be.
I'm very worried about Dakota Fanning.
We're all worried.
Oh, do I enjoy her. It's just terrifying
that
people can just develop these crazy stories in their head that they're married to you. That it's so unfortunate. And I don't think that people are taking care of, A, in a way to get them mental health help, and then B, for these people to get a restraining order, and then, I've got a restraining order, look at this piece of paper not protecting me from a bullet. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's too much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
And I think it's way worse for women than men as well. Even if you're super famous.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't that some guy, like, in Rihanna's house, just kind of living there while she was away for a week or something?
Oh, he's like, taking a shower, eating?
It's just insane.
Yeah. Beck had the same thing. Some drugged-out guy, they just walked in his house. Dude was on his couch. It's kind of weird.
Bizarre.
Yikes. Well.
I'll take the money. I don't need the fame.
That would be nice.
Gotta take both, man.
Really?
Yeah. Gotta take both. It's a Twilight Zone episode. Can't have one or the other.
Okay, I'll take both. I'll take both and hide.
All right. See you at your house.
Or,
I'm sorry?
I'm just gonna be living in your house.
Oh.
Yep.
Or just become super famous for doing something just super benign, and then you've got a ton of money, but no one knows what you look like. You're just the guy that invented this thing. Or, you know, not everyone has to be the MyPillow guy, right? Are you with me?
Do I strike you as an inventor?
No. I think you could invent something if you wanted to. Like a way not to lose your wallet or key card ever.
If I could have done that.
I'm telling you. Insane. You guys, Justin Timberlake produced game show. Spin the Wheel is debuting on Fox in June. Here's the thing. It's going to be someone spinning a wheel.
What?
And then they win cash prizes up to $20 million, though. It's a suspenseful, high-energy mix of pop culture trivia strategy and simple whirling luck. So basically, you keep spinning the wheel, and then every time you're like, all right, let's go one more time, then you lose.
So you risk
all the
money? Yeah.
It's going to debut on June 20th, and here's why I tell you. Because it's hosted by Dax Shepard, and I think he's a delight. I will watch that show.
Just FYI, when I worked on Masked Singer, and then they were like, we're working on something next if you want to be involved. It's called Spin the Wheel. And I went, nah. And then just kept walking.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No.
Still stand by that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not working on Spin the Wheel, but the Masked Singer was bad enough.
Masked Singer, huge hit.
Huge hit.
Massive. And this could be massive. It's just, you got to also live with yourself.
What is the show that Dax Shepard is going to be in, where him and his family, him and his wife, they wind up moving to, like, Arkansas, and it's kind of a... No.
Yes, I think that's right.
It's like a money pit situation where they move into this house, and then it's just jacked up, and then hold on. Because Lake Bell is in it, so all of you should care. All of you should care.
I care about all three of those. Love
all three. This mess. Hmm. It's going to be on ABC, and it premieres real soon. Oh, my gosh.
I do want to say, while I kind of researched that for you for a second, I did realize that Dax Shepard's first role was in something called Hair Shirt, and he played Guy Vomiting at Party.
Hair Shirt?
Hair Shirt. Bev Campbell's also in Hair Shirt.
I kind of want to see it now.
Same.
I'm into it. You guys, coming up, let's talk a little birth control and how to make it easier.
Is that possible now?
Birth control?
Yeah, is that doable? Has science caught up now, finally?
Well, yeah, I have some news for you.
What? It's possible?
Kevin's got 70 kids. Just all willy-nilly. Yeah, let's talk about birth control and how it correlates with earrings.
What?
That's a teaser.
Wow.
No one's coming back for that. Hey, happy birthday, Julia Stiles. Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Vince Vaughn. We haven't had him in forever, and he is one of the funniest
humans on
the face of the earth. Reba McEntire and, Lady Gaga.
I'm sorry?
Lady Gaga.
I'm sorry?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga!
It shocked me after I told the story of how that soundbite came to light yesterday. How many people tweeted and were like, no idea that was you doing that.
Oh.
Lady Gaga!
I don't know that you could put a person to that. That's just a shrill, awful sound.
It's not good. It's not good. And the fact that it got that far in our tournament is concerning. But wait until you find out our final two coming up in just a bit.
Own it. Hey, guys, breaking news. Adam Carolla is also in Hair Shirt.
What?
It's a movie about Adam Carolla.
Hair Shirt.
It's just his. He's
oh
very
my
hairy.
God. Somebody's going to have to watch Hair Shirt and bring in highlights.
I can't believe that's the name of a movie.
Yeah,
that's
Jensen point. Is going to get us up on Hair Shirt. And that's what's happening.
Well, I want to bring you something from Belgium this morning, and it's the Seagull Championships.
What?
This is a real competition that happens in Belgium where people get up in front of a crowd and they do their best seagull impression.
Is this like at a seagull festival? Like, what's with seagulls?
I couldn't tell if it was a seagull festival. I also can't tell if it's a bar or someone's house.
Oh, God.
Because it's sort of...
Big difference.
It sort of seems like someone's house, but they're all drinking, which is, of course, is possible, but I couldn't tell.
Okay.
The guy up front had a microphone, and they would all take the microphone, and then they would try to do their impression of a seagull. So I turned these way down so they're not too annoying, but these are people making this noise. How crazy is that?
They sound just like seagulls.
That's a true talent.
Right?
That's... Oh, boy.
I mean, they really do sound pretty good. As dumb as this competition is... They're not bad.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. That guy should win.
Is this a talent you stumble upon?
That's a good question because, how did it start? One person was able to do it and they were in a bar.
I stumbled upon my dolphin talent when I was at the beach and I was trying to talk to the dolphins that I saw swimming.
Go on.
And I just sat there and I said... And they were like, whoa, my people. And they swam towards me.
That's pretty good, though.
That is good.
Thank you. So I think it's one of those.
Should we start a competition in one of our houses?
Yes.
Or
a bar. I mean, if there's drinks.
Or a bar. Okay.
Absolutely.
Here's some more. All people.
I mean.
Yay! That's a lot of beer. That's a lot of beer right there.
These are all very varied impersonations, and they all sound just like seagulls.
I agreed.
Do you think people fly out there to compete?
I hope so.
It seemed to me like it was more a regional thing. I wouldn't assume anyone flew out there
to do
it.
But if you do a good seagull...
Then what?
You have to go.
They didn't even say what the prize was. They were just doing it, and they were happy. There's a point system that this guy's going to tell us about in a second.
Okay.
But first, he explains it.
People come together here to have a competition on goal screeching. So they try to make the best of imitating the sound of a goal, which is sounds rather stupid, but actually it's real science. It's wonderful.
Is it real science? Mm. Is doing an impression of a bird real science? Anyone?
No.
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 Not science that I know.
Right.
But listen, I'm not a scientist.
Try and figure out the point system.
We have points, 20 points. 15 points are with regard to the kind of sound they make. Does it really resemble a goal or not? And the other 5 points, how they feel like a goal, behave like a goal.
Okay.
So 15 or 20.
Based on the sounds.
Right.
5 on your mannerism.
On the way you look, yeah. And some people wore full costume, head to toe.
They're like getting full points.
Goal onesie.
Yes.
Which I need.
Yeah.
Here are a few more contestants. I mean, they are pretty good.
Really good.
Considering. And the people there love it so much more than they should because of the alcohol.
Are you more disturbed by the contestants or the people who just show up to watch?
Great question.
I'm not sure that they're not the same people.
Oh, okay. You think
you can't tell if there's 100 people or 25.
This is shrouded in mystery.
It really is. There's a lot of questions. That doesn't. I don't think that's right.
Oh,
I don't think that's. But listen
that
to this.
My
it helps
winner.
If you live on the coast and then you pick up the seagull screaming, yourself.
So he lives by the coast, so he's got a leg up because he can listen to them and you can pick it up yourself.
Really study him.
Right?
Yeah.
Something like this?
Was that the Three Stooges?
That was a weird one.
here are a few more people contestants.
I really enjoy the sound of a seagull, so I want to create it for myself, so I practice a little bit, and it's a really fun sound, but it's also a difficult sound to create.
Now, can I just say, it's not a nice sound. It doesn't sound good. Right?
No, it's not like a beautiful blue jay or
he
whatever.
He loves the sound of
these,
it.
These seagulls actually attack people. Like, these are the ones that poop on you or swipe down. Yeah, they're like beach pigeons. Yeah.
There is
like
an American girl there.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
And she's competing.
Sure.
But she's a little troubled by one thing.
I think some people here are very serious about it.
And she's really making that an understatement, like, okay.
Yeah, she showed up as, like, joking.
Right, exactly.
She's the drunk girl.
I assume most people did.
Yeah, she's the drunk girl at karaoke, you know what I mean, who's, like, picking Baby Got Back,
right.
And then someone goes up and slays a Celine Dion song, and she's like, oh, this is not my place.
So then they announce the winner, and everybody's very excited.
Ready, lunch!
Listen to them doing it while applauding.
Yeah, yeah, it's a sign of solidarity.
That needs to not catch on, though, right?
I feel like Reggie deserved it, though. Reggie was the best.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had an acceptance speech.
Overwhelming. I don't know how to describe it. It's like, it's very amazing. I didn't thought I would win this competition. It was just for fun, and this is the result. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Dude.
What did he win? Don't know.
How?
Bar? Don't know. House? Don't know.
How much did Reggie get laid that night, though, right?
I mean, do
like,
you...
I won the Seagull Championship.
Zero?
Oh, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, can I give you the answer? I know the answer.
Uh-huh.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:36. Get up on this in the next hour, plus the Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket. We're going to give you the final two that you can vote on.
Yeah, they're going to be picking a champ.
And this is tough. Mm-hmm. This is really going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach us anytime at 323-520-AFRO if you'd like to leave a message. I don't know about you guys, but I don't leave messages for anyone ever, really.
I don't call anyone.
If I call them and their machine comes on, I don't leave a message.
Interesting.
But people do call us and they do leave messages. We're always grateful for that. This particular one is about Bean.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. I think I've figured out why Bean always asks, do I have time for the thing?
Now, it was confusing, so I listened to it two or three different times. He's talking about Donna, Bean's wife.
Mm-hmm. Because when he's with Donna, he asks that, and he always hears no. So, wow.
Oh, that's so sad.
This is a guy who did the Florida Man birthday challenge.
Podcast listener, October 8th birthday, Florida Man attacks mother with sausages.
Ooh,
thank you very much.
Good one.
Yikes.
Sex woman with sausages.
Good one.
Hashtag
biscuits for winning.
Agree, sir.
Yeah.
Agreed.
He's right.
Hey, guys. I would like to request my favorite drop. I love the soundbite with Bean yelling, oh, no, this is a colossal disaster.
That was fantastic.
I can't believe it didn't make it anywhere.
I mean, because it's so far away, I think we don't play it all that often.
Do you know what that is from?
No.
I had told Bean my secret to iced coffee is making coffee ice cubes so your iced coffee never gets watered down. And he said, do you think it would work for chocolate milk? Mm-hmm. So he poured chocolate milk into ice cube trays, and then he periscoped it happening.
This is first or second periscope.
Yeah.
He just was breaking the ice cube tray. It was one of the funniest things ever. And then he said this.
And imagine... Oh, no, what a colossal disaster. Yeah. It's not really.
Not
it's
even just close.
You're having trouble with ice.
Yeah.
That's it.
When he was trying to make chocolate milk ice cubes on Periscope, I love that whole story. Why was he doing that? I don't know, but the backstory makes that drop hilarious. So play it, Steve.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
And genuinely meant it.
Crying over spilled milk.
True.
Hi, Kevin and Bean and Allie and Jensen. For some podcast listener, for favorite soundbite, Bean sneezing like Donald Duck. Let's hear that one, yeah?
That's real, by the way. That's a real sneeze.
It brings me so much joy when he sneezes.
He could enter the seagull contest.
I've seen him do it 500 times. It's real.
Amazing.
Every single time it sounds like that. Not occasionally.
You know, I'm listening right now, and I can't believe this blaspheme that I'm hearing. Putting down Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, dude? Huh, that's just not excellent, my dudes. You know, like, they're party legends. Wild Stallion! How could you not be ready for the number three? You're me, and I'm you. What number am I thinking of? 69, dude!
This guy's entertaining himself.
Killing
it. Hey guys, podcast listener, and I just listened to this segment about things you learned about later on in life. About 2 years ago, I was 26 when I found out that storks were real birds.
Storks.
I figured it was a made-up animal to go along with the story about storks bringing babies. I was watching a reality TV show and someone said, oh my God, look, a stork. I laughed and said, what a dummy. She thinks storks are real. The camera panned to the stork. Guess I've been the dummy this whole time.
Someone here grateful for Jensen and the way he says my wife.
Mm. What's up, guys? I wanted to thank Jensen so much for the my wife bit.
My wife.
That now every single time I hear someone say my wife, I hear my wife.
My wife.
My wife. I'm not even married. God, I hate that so much.
I'd like to say for the record that I am not a cult leader.
Just what a cult leader would say, Kevin.
We hear you loud and clear, fearless leader. Drive like an asshole and don't put back shopping carts. We read you loud and clear.
Radion Durf.
So I'm a little confused on the date that tickets go up for, April Foolishness. Well, he said today that it goes up at noon, but I remember a specific time where Kevin said that, like, it was going up at 10 at noon, and I'm not sure when I should log on to get my tickets, so hit it, Steve.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Tickets on sale Friday 10 at noon. Friday 10 at noon? Why would I say that?
Nope.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah, that happened. This message is for Allie.
Hi, this message is for Allie. My name is Andrew with Comcast Internet Services, and I'm repairing your mother's internet, and she would like me to go ahead and send you an email to let you know that she's about to take a nap. She actually went up there a few minutes ago, and I think she's having some problem with the sheets. Like, the corner came off because there's a loud banging going on, screaming. I don't know. But just let you know, your mom's taking a nap, and her email will be working again tomorrow. Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Allie's mom has got it going on. Allie's mom has got it going on.
I don't think we're...
Allie, do you think parents are taking a nap? Taking a nap.
They really are.
Or maybe they're having fun in the sack. Boning in the sack. It's the latter, cause your mom's got it going on. Going on. And I don't think you knew this, but your dad's got a huge dong.
Huge
dong. How do you know?
No,
you think they're really napping? Cause we all know that they're up and boning.
Boning.
Allie's mom has got it going on. She's got all the right sex moves and can go on that long.
I mean,
Allie, can't you see your mom is so sexy? You might think it's wrong, but your dad's got a huge dong. What's that sound? It's an email coming in. Subject line is napping, but we all know they're boning. Bumping uglies.
I mean, how long is this?
Not much longer.
Because Allie's dad's got a huge dong.
Oh, you
dong.
Said that.
Dong.
Oh. I mean,
Allie was curious why she kept getting an email from her parents that they were going to take a nap. That's a weird update.
Yeah. They just don't want you to call because they're napping at that time.
Or.
No.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. Cage the Elephant on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 653. We do have RJ Bell from Las Vegas talking about the NCAA tournament. And we also have Dr. Drew on Thursdays. And Get Up on This with Jensen Karp just after 7 o'clock. Right now, Allie is here. What's happening, Allie?
Well, what's happening is Pet Sematary is in theaters on April 5th. Yeah! But how would you... like to see an early screening of it? Oh, yeah. A pair of tickets to a screening of Pet Sematary at Pacific's The Grove, a whopping 2 days earlier. You're going to see it on April the 3rd. All you have to do is call now, 1-800-520-1067, and you are going to get a pair of tickets to the screening of Pet Sematary at Pacific's The Grove on April 3rd. Let's take callers 10 through 14, and you're a winner. I mean, you're a winner either way.
1-800-5800-TOM.
Nope.
Not
the wrong
number.
Number.
Yeah, 1-800-520-1067, you guys. Good stuff. Ooh, Kate Beckinsale worded something that I just had to share with you.
Okay.
She was talking about how she's just surprised by all the interest in her relationship with SNL star Pete Davidson. And she said, I've never been in this position before. I've never dated anybody who comes with their own bag of mischief.
What? Bag of mischief?
Is she Mary Poppins?
Their own bag of mischief. She says it's quite shocking, something to get used to. So she's got, you know, people camping outside of her house trying to get pictures, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But what do you think she means by their own bag of mischief? Is that, does she literally mean baggage? Like,
yeah, I would assume so. Like past relationships that have been so popular, like
right.
her last one.
I'm not sure that like threatening suicide at the SNL studio is necessarily a bad boy tactic. Yeah.
A bag of mischief.
Yeah, I don't think that's
a bag of mischief.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same as carrying around a switchblade. You know what I mean?
It's very odd. It's
that
a very
strange.
Odd wording.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want her to come out and say, listen, a guy's got a huge dong and I'm soups into it.
I love big, fat, juicy pickles.
I feel like that would just make everyone go, oh, okay. Because everyone's wondering, well, why are they together? What's happening? He's got a huge dong. All right?
Hello.
I don't know for sure.
I mean, that's our assumption, though, because
nothing
else makes sense. Yeah.
No, and it's what Ariana Grande has talked about in the past and all sorts of stuff, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Good times, good times. What is happening with Wendy Williams, you guys?
Yeah, she's having a bad week.
Yeah, this is a weird story.
Just an awful situation. So she had come back to her show and made the announcement that she had been living in a sober house because initially it was, oh, she's taking time off to deal with Graves' disease. She also had a shoulder issue. Mm-hmm. Turns out she was staying in a sober house trying to get sober, and she didn't say what she had been addicted to. It was cocaine in the past, so nobody really knew that.
But what happened on Monday is just insane. Apparently, her husband, Kevin, who is involved in her show, I think he's an executive producer. She's just very hands-on, and some people say a little too hands-on.
Not now, Kevin.
With her. He supposedly welcomed a baby on Sunday with his mistress.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
Then
I'm sorry?
Yeah. They couldn't then find Wendy Williams after the show on Monday, but they eventually found her, and she was really, really drunk. Mm. Got her back to the sober house. She was seen without her wedding ring. Well, she stepped out with her husband, Kevin, on Wednesday afternoon. Everything's apparently all fine and hunky-dory now. This is just such a mess.
It's a real Patty Hearst thing going on.
Yeah.
I feel like she's been brainwashed by this dude for years. I mean, the radio wars back in the days where he, like, called a hitman on Star and Buck. Like, he's a bit of a menace.
It's a lot.
And now it seems like she is telling us something in a way.
Yeah.
Like, she can't get away from him. But
yeah.
I don't know.
It's a bad, bad situation.
Yeah.
Wow, that seems bad.
Ugh. Yeah.
And then she came to work the next day like it was nothing, right?
Yeah, she was hospitalized, got IVs, everything on Monday, showed up to work Tuesday, taped the show, and everyone's like, what?
But she's a trooper.
But yes,
well, wait,
for
what's
sure.
happening?
That'll give her.
Yeah.
Blech. It's cuckoo, you guys. Also cuckoo, I don't know if you know anything about taking the pill that us ladies sometimes do for contraception. Mm-hmm. Or in my case, I started taking it when I was 16 because, you know, things weren't great with migraines and long periods. Everybody, period talk with Allie. No one wants to hear it. But here's what I'm saying. You are told you have to take the pill at the same time every day. That's how it works. You can't skip a pill. If you skip a pill, double up the next day. It can be a little daunting.
Right.
Then you have maybe a slumber party at a dude's house. You don't have your pill. What's happening? Well,
sounds very specific.
It's very
These examples are very specific.
Yeah.
Oddly.
Scientists think that earrings containing contraceptive drugs could make it easier for women to keep on top of their birth control. Researchers from the Georgia Institute of Technology have found a way to put drugs in earring backs so they can then be absorbed through the skin. So as you're getting ready in the morning, you wear these earrings, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, so it's not so that you can take them out later? It actually just soaks into
soaks
your ear?
Into your, yeah.
Yeah, not like a new pocket. Like, this is basically, it'll bleed through, I guess. Yeah.
Wow, that's odd.
Yeah. So far, they haven't been tested on humans, which I think is the next step. I think that's very important. But
they
that's
tested
really...
earrings on mice?
Those mice are getting down.
They have some great earrings.
They have some really cute jewels. Yeah. I just thought that was such an interesting thing.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You still got to remember to put the pill in the earring.
It comes in the earring.
Oh.
So... But that's the thing. Are you wearing the same earrings all the time then? I don't know. Do you then get like a double hole and that's where you put the, what?
Yeah,
the
I
earring
can't.
In? Listen, it's a lot that has to be worked out, but I'm just saying, science is amazing, guys.
I mean, it's not technically science. They're just creating an earring.
Yeah, but scientifically.
All right.
Okay.
With science. Stuff.
Seems like more common sense than science.
I like to think someone's happy that they've been testing it on like dogs. It's helped me tremendously.
Yes, yeah, I'm just saying it could be really, really great.
Somewhere down the road.
Down the line.
All right.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. We've got Vince Vaughn, Reba McEntire, Julia Stiles, Jonathan Van Ness, and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga!
That's what's happening.
On Thursdays, we talked to RJ Bell. We're going to do that today. And we also talked to Dr. Drew.
He's a pal.
Talking to him today. And Thursdays also mean get up on this with Jensen Karp.
That's right. I get you up on things that you may need to know about that haven't yet hit mainstream or things I think don't deserve or haven't gotten the attention they deserve. And it's called Get Up On This.
Get up. Get on up.
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 On this.
Last week, I got people up on StockX, which is an app for your phone and a website where you can purchase shoes at sort of secondary market prices, but also have it be competitive so you don't overpay. And I got really good response, guys.
People were using it and loving it.
Seems to be.
All right.
And not just shoes, watches and purses.
Yeah. We're not even doing an ad. It's just we
I
love
sounds like it. But
yesterday I bought Dunkin' Donut shoes on StockX.
I'm so jealous. So jealous.
Anyway, this week I'm getting you into an album, a new album that I think not enough people know exist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
15 years ago, when the mashup was king, you remember those days?
Sure.
One project, the Gray album, pairing up Jay-Z's Black album and the Beatles' White album, caught the attention of the entire music industry. Before being pulled off the internet and shelves by numerous publishing companies. But it was masterminded by an underground hip-hop producer named Danger Mouse. You guys all know
sure.
him.
Sure.
He's went on to have quite an incredible career, even though he got in trouble for that bootleg release. He formed Gnarls Barkley with CeeLo Green, then Broken Bells with James Mercer of the Shins, and the rap cult classic The Mouse and the Mask with MF Doom. This dude, he's everywhere. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Adele, U2, the Black Keys, Portugal the Man, Gorillaz, Beck.
He's producing a lot of those?
Yes, all of them. 19-time wow. Grammy-nominated, 6-time Grammy-winning. He's a beast, right?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Karen O. You know her as the lead singer of the band Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You know her from her soundtrack work, Where the Wild Things Are, and Her. And I think we can all agree that them separately are all pretty stellar.
Yeah, agreed.
What careers?
I like her.
Well, what would happen when they collaborate on an entire album? Then you get Lux Prima, which just came out last week, and I don't think people know about it
enough. I didn't know a word of it.
There you go. These two had met in passing over the years, but it wasn't until Karen O basically cold called down Danger Mouse out of nowhere and asked him to start working together a decade ago. They decided that was a thing.
Wow.
But between their busy schedules and the fact that neither of them work very quickly, it took a while to come out. But I think the results are well worth it. In interviews, they've been saying to people that they don't write for a mood or, you know, a personality that they have for the day, but rather a time period. And I think that their genre-crossing tracks represent that perfectly. Karen O, with one of my favorite voices in the world.
I love her.
Oh, she is the best. Yeah. And Danger Mouse is one of my favorite producers. They do their best when they're trying to hit it out of the park and taking big risks, which is the kind of music I love the most. Because, like, why just make pop music that you know is going to make the radio? Go further. And push it.
I like that, too. And sometimes it fails, but yes. You have to applaud the fact that they really went for it.
Still yeah. worth it. This yeah. is one that does work. This is a song from the album called Turn the Light.
Starry, starry night. This is how I want to live. Gonna lay me down, love. I got so much more to give. Tonight.
Love that.
How
That's
great.
Very sweet.
Isn't this great?
Yes. Love that.
All right. Well, there's really no box that this duo are stuck in. They can make any kind of music. They're both so versatile that at times it feels almost like they're pressing shuffle on your phone. They have slower ballads, more indie rock leaning songs, almost Motown inspired stuff, which is awesome. You'll hear it in this song, Woman.
Very different.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. The album is 9 songs long, just over 40 minutes, and it's really just the start of what these two can do together. Mm-hmm. It's available everywhere, and I'm hoping Lux Prima isn't the last we see of them collaborating. I'll leave you with this last song, just another taste of what you'll get when you download the album. It's called Leopard's Tongue.
You aren't kidding
that.
With it. It sounds like you press shuffle yeah. every single song. Totally different.
Completely different.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
A lot of acts say that that's what their album is, mm-hmm. and then they're very, very similar. Each yeah. song is very similar.
Karen O and Danger Mouse. In addition to this album, it appears they're opening an art installation here in Los Angeles in April, which I looked up, and sadly, it seems already booked. But it's an installation that is supposed to be the perfect auditory experience for their music. They also just released a Spike Jonze-directed music video that is well worth checking out, because Spike rules and the mm-hmm. music rules. Rules.
Sure.
It is a perfect playlist for a sunny weekend. It's Lux Prima. It's from Karen O and Danger Mouse. You can download it. And remember, you can see everything I've gotten you up on this entire time I've been on the show at krock.com. I think I'm giving gems to you.
Agreed.
Like this album, and that was my Get Up On This.
Get up, get on up on this.
Get up, get on up on this.
Get up,
get on up on this.
Get up,
get on up on this.
This phone topic could go south, but we're going to try. We're going to try and steer it to the funny side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you the personal story that I have. My dad was in the hospital for, I don't know, maybe a month before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on a machine that was keeping him alive and helping him breathe and stuff like that. And he would come to maybe, you know, once a day at some point. And so at one point, like 2 days before he passed away, he sort of woke up and looked over at me. And my dad was a huge Phoenix Suns fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I would tell him this while he's being kept alive by a machine.
Oh, we got some time together. I got something to tell you.
But I did say, Dad, Shaq has been traded to the Suns. And he looked confused, and then he shook his head no.
Like, no, he didn't want it, or no, I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
So, or no, why are you wasting this time together by telling me NBA rumors?
Maybe that's what he meant. I don't know. So then I said it again. No, seriously, like, it's already done. Shaq is on the Suns.
Okay.
And again, he shook his head no.
Uh-huh.
And then he went to sleep.
Forever?
And that was literally.
Wait, those were his last words.
Literally.
Last time he spoke to
my last words to my dad.
Oh.
Now we're not necessarily, it doesn't have to be your last words. Maybe
it's close.
Yes, if it's close.
Deathbed stuff.
But what a weird, I mean, we had many conversations where it's like, I love you, I'm proud of you, back and forth. But that was, those were my last words.
Yeah, you can't pick and choose what the last one is.
No. Which are absurd.
Yeah.
So Shaq killed your dad.
I mean, I don't know that that's true. I mean, okay. I think
he was terrible on the Suns.
He was terrible on the Suns.
But your dad knew.
Yeah, to your dad's credit.
So the,
I don't want to live through this.
Wait, he was like, it's too late in his career. We should have got him earlier.
Do you think that's what ended it all?
No, of course not.
He didn't
not.
Want to see the Suns with Shaq.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're looking at funny last words.
Yes.
It doesn't have to necessarily be stupid like mine was.
Even
it also
last conversations.
Doesn't have to be the last conversation.
Yeah.
Conversations that were ridiculous or funny in some way.
Yeah, like I've referenced mine a little bit in the past. And that's that my dad, we also had a long time to talk and a lot of beautiful conversations about life and growing up and all these things. And then one time he just gave me this gem. While on life support, basically, at the hospital, he just went, you know, everybody hates Jews. And I said, what? And he goes, everybody. They'll pretend they like Jews, but deep down in a room when they're alone, they hate Jews. And I went, all right, Dad. And then he was like, I'm going to go to sleep. Laid down. He didn't die.
Right.
That wasn't the last words.
But it was
it was close. I mean, it was the last two or three times we spoke. And one of them was just like anti-Semitism.
I assume it was way worse for him than you. I certainly hope.
I don't know. Maybe he was seeing the future.
Hope. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it was one of those moments, you know.
So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Don't give us sad.
Mm-hmm. No.
We're not emotionally capable of handling sad.
Too early.
Mm-hmm.
So give us funny last words that you had with somebody that you loved.
Right.
That passed away.
So not like, you weren't my kid and I never loved your mother.
Right.
Okay. Well, I can find that funny.
Not hysterical.
Yeah.
I mean, that might fall into the category of why would someone ever say that? That could be funny.
You know.
But it has to be funny to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it'll be funny to us.
Yeah.
So Shaq went to the Suns. That was my last.
Aww.
Wasn't that sweet?
It kind of, if you think about it, it is sweet you always bonded over basketball.
Yeah.
So the last thing that he left with was, my son just giving me some info.
But
that's
he was
nice.
Denying it.
Well,
he was shaking his head. No, like, you know what?
Why?
No.
Why would they do that?
That's not a thing.
It wasn't a great trade. That's what he was saying.
Way too late in his career.
No, honestly, from my read, he was rejecting the idea. There's no possible way that could have happened.
Right.
That was my read. I have no idea, you know, because I didn't get any follow-ups.
He believed he was hallucinating.
That's possible.
Yeah.
That's very possible. So, funny last words. The phone number is 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. All right. Just before we play the song, let's take one phone call. We're talking about funny last words, and we've got Carolyn from Corona on the line. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. What was yours?
Okay, so like 4 days before my dad died, he was in and out of it, and probably two days right before he died, my niece was there. She's a CNA. She's changing his diaper. She's changing his sheet, comfortable, right before he dies. And he hadn't said much, but one of the last things we heard him say after she was changing him was that somebody was pulling on his nuts.
So somehow he was caught up in the sheet that was being changed?
Yeah.
So she was changing his diaper. I mean, he was out. Like, this was it for him. But he said a few other things after that, maybe like a bye or I even mumbled an I love you.
Right.
But the one thing we all heard, everybody in the room, was that somebody was pulling on his nut.
Well, I think that's fantastic. That's actually something beautiful, and I'm surprised you guys didn't put it on his headstone.
Not only headstone, not on every cake that you guys have at family get-togethers. Yeah. You're pulling on my nutsack. That's amazing, yeah. Carolyn.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls right after Florence and the Machine on K-Rock. So mine was Shaq was traded to the Suns.
Mm-hmm. Mine is that my dad said everyone hates Jews.
And mine is that everyone lives around me.
Not
just saying. True. Just saying. You guys kill people.
I don't feel like
no,
that.
No, these okay. We had dads.
All right.
Sex, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go to Philip. Let's start there in Anaheim. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Funny last words.
Okay, so my grandpa, he's kind of the same situation yours was, Kevin. He was slipping in and out, so they put him on life support, but he wanted to be at home. So they had it all set up at home. Well, I was young. I was with my girlfriend at the time. We were all talking about a pool party that we were going to go to, and my girlfriend said, yeah, I don't think I want to go. Last time, so-and-so jumped in, and he got me all wet. Well, my grandpa at the time woke up at that point, looks up and says, nice. Chuckles and goes, nice. And looks at me and tells me, attaboy. And that was it.
Your grandpa was a G.
He's a really nice man.
Nice.
I love him.
Good work, Philip.
Did he live to be 69?
Exactly.
Well done. Thank you for the call. All right. Wow. We have so many. Let's go to Roberta in Pasadena. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning, guys.
Glad this is working out so far. We were a little worried about it.
Yeah, nervous no one was going to call, and they're all full.
All right, what happened with you, Roberta?
All right, well, my dad passed away in 2005. Now, my dad was a bit of a Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
So there's seven of us total that we know of so far. And before he died, because we had just found one of our brothers, and before he died, he looks over at me and my little sister, and he goes, oh, there might be two more in North Carolina.
Two more kids? Your sisters? Kidding?
Yeah, two more.
Oh. Whoa.
So two more siblings somewhere out there. I was like, great.
Your phone's gotten...
Okay. And he goes, can you please go find him? And we were just kind of laughing. We were like, are you serious? Or is this just one of your hallucinations? And he's like, no, I think there's two more out there.
Did you ever search? Did you ever find?
If are out there, they're not quite 18 yet. So we're waiting.
I see. Okay.
Wow.
Wow, that's insane.
That is crazy.
Go find them. Give me a little bit more to go on.
Yeah.
What the hell? Let's go to Cassandra, who's calling from Simi Valley. Good morning. Good morning, Cassandra.
Morning.
So
my grandmother passed away in January, and she was 96. And she was also very in and out of it.
Cassandra, yeah. I'm sorry, but there's something wrong with the phones. But if you could just tell the punchline quickly, just try.
Okay. So there was one day where she talked to my dad.
Okay, I'm sorry. It doesn't
work.
Yeah.
Grandma told her how good her orgasms were.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I mean, is that what you want to hear?
Not really.
But it's a positive thing.
It is positive. For
her.
For sure.
Let's go to Ruben in Long Beach. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning. My dad passed away in 2014, and when he was in intensive care before he passed away, his nurse was smoking hot. And he looks over to me and says, Ruben, do you see the rack on that nurse?
Jeez. Everybody's dying parents are so horned up.
He was appreciating the view. She'd mess with his IV, and his eyes would be bulging like sideways looking down her top.
Wait, she was aware of it then?
I think so, because she's one of those nurses that wear really tight. They're all bulging out everywhere.
Right.
Know, breasts are like bulging in a tight outfit.
You know,
you know those guys.
It sounds like a porn movie, but okay.
I don't think we've had the same type of nurses.
Oh, I love that. Did you see the rack on her or something? All right, let's go to Christine, who's calling us from Tustin. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so my grandmother, when she died, so I was in Seattle, and I had just finished college, just moved to Seattle, and my mom called and said, you've got to come now to say goodbye. So I get there, I rush to Burbank, I go to the hospital, and she wakes up, and she sees me, and she looks at me and says, nobody likes a pain in the ass, so don't be a pain in the ass.
Hmm. Now, do you think that that was just like generic, or was that tailored to Christine?
That was specifically to me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's not wrong, Christine.
I was the one who had the purple hair and the nose ring and the eyebrow ring and the purple.
But
you know,
none of that means you're a pain in the ass, though.
Yeah, maybe to an older grandma.
Oh, to her I was.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
To her I was.
Yeah.
Wow, you rushed there to hear that.
That's a beautiful saying. Yes. That's like a Maya Angelou
poem. But you know what? It was perfect. It was a perfect goodbye because that was kind of our relationship.
All right.
Great.
That's fantastic.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Michelle in Cyprus. Ariel, please hang on. We're going to come to you next. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So about 6 months before my dad died, he went out and he bought a new Ford hybrid car. And for different reasons, he was just really unhappy with it. And then for the last 2 months of his life, he was in the hospital and in care centers, and he hadn't even been driving it. But his last words to me were, I should have bought a Prius.
That's insane. He really had buyer's remorse.
I should have bought a Prius.
That's great.
That should be an ad.
Right?
It should be.
Thank you for the call, Michelle. We appreciate that. Let's go to Ariel in Redondo Beach. Good morning.
Good morning. So my grandpa's last words to anyone in his family were, get the hell out. I want to watch the Angels game.
That's fantastic.
Did he get through the game, or did he get to watch the game?
Yeah, he did. He did get through the game. So he was actually diagnosed with leukemia. From diagnosis to death was less than a month. He was in the hospital. So he's in his hospital room. His daughters, his grandchildren are there. You know, we're trying to be with him. He's like, okay, I'm done. Get the hell out. I want to watch the game. You guys can go home.
And then you never talked to him again?
And then he died during the night.
Aww.
Did the Angels win that game?
I believe the Angels did win that game.
Okay,
so you know what? I'm not too disappointed.
Yeah, but he's an Angels fan, so he knows how it ends.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to RJ Bell about the NCAA tournament and how perhaps you could make a little dough.
And how he's beating us in our bracket.
He is number one, but we have decided that we're going to give him 30 seconds, a timer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to let him gloat for 30 seconds, and then we'll move on.
Gone.
So that's coming up in the next hour. Right now, Allie is here. What's happening?
Guys, HBO isn't done with Game of Thrones once the series finale airs on Sunday, May 19th.
Don't they have to, by definition, be?
Nah, they like money.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Following the final 6 episodes, HBO is releasing Game of Thrones, The Last Watch. It's a 2-hour feature documentary that chronicles the making of the final season.
Oh, I'd be interested in that.
Absolutely. So they embedded this filmmaker, Jeannie Finlay, on the Game of Thrones set for the whole year. And she captured, quote, the creation of the show's most ambitious and complicated season.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
So that will air on Sunday, May 26th. Very exciting, guys. You know how I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah. Are you excited where it picks up in the story? Like, where does
totally.
It pick up in
yeah,
the story?
Where are we at when getting into the new season?
Right.
Oh,
if we need to be caught up before
my
we
favorite
watch.
Character, Arya Stark. Is that right? Okay, thank you, I mean, Chip. Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens with her, because everyone's like, oh, she has no name. Shame, shame, shame. And she's like, no, I do have a name. So she's going to reveal her real name that none of us knew.
What did you know? Have you read it all the books where it is?
It's Becky. So she's going to talk about how her name is Becky, and that initially that had brought her shame, but now she's like, I'm not shameful anymore about my name.
What if your name was Asshore?
Another thought as well. Yeah, I don't.
So that's all we need to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then... Why the f*** you lying? Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop f***ing lying.
And dragons.
Yeah, well, that's right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, you don't know that. You don't know.
I mean, you do.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Any of you read the Chris Evans cover story in The Hollywood Reporter?
I did not.
He's mad at someone.
No.
That was a guess.
Okay. Like, no.
What was it?
He talked about all sorts of things. He talked about love, and he was asked why he's been a bachelor for so long. And here's his quote. I'm the one who fears being enveloped. I was always a really autonomous guy my whole life. Camping by myself is one of my favorite things. I really like to be with someone who also does their own thing as well, you know? If I'm with someone who just kind of adopts my life, that can feel a bit suffocating. To which I say, Chris, I hate camping.
Right.
Please, go camping alone.
Oh, interesting. Just give him space to do what he needs to do.
Do your thing. As a matter of fact, for me, a guy that doesn't live even in the country is ideal.
Are you shooting your shot right now?
I'm shooting my shot. Like, we hang out, we do our own thing. Cool. Then just go camp, Chris. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
You want to go do, oh, I'm Captain America, I got to go shoot this. Yeah, please do. Beat it,
I mean, you sound like the perfect woman for him.
That's what I'm saying.
He did also say that he might stop supporting the New England Patriots because of Tom Brady's links to Donald Trump.
That was my favorite. Yeah, he talked about how he's so political online, and he's very political online. And he struggles with the whole thing of Tom Brady possibly not sure what's going on with him being a Trump fan because they've golfed together. He had a Make America Great Again hat in his locker. And he said, I just don't know if I can do the mental gymnastics of determining whether he is or not. And is it even worth it? And as someone that doesn't watch the NFL anymore, I mean, that's more time for us to spend together when you're not camping.
Match made in heaven.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And then he said he has cut back on weed and said, I'm 37. I can't be smoking weed all the time. That's crazy. To which I say, we got to smoke weed together, though, sometimes, Chris Evans.
Just not too much.
Not too much. Right. And if you want to take some weed and go camping, do it.
All good with you.
Right?
So, I mean, it sounds perfect.
Yeah. Just on paper, Chris Evans and I are pretty good together.
Somebody that knows Chris Evans, get that message to you.
Get this going.
If you could.
It'll work.
It'll totally work out, you guys. Good God. That is terrifying.
Call now.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're looking for calls.
Unless you're Chris Evans.
Unless you're Chris Evans.
Yeah, if you want to call Chris. I mean, we could talk. Like, he's a masshole. We've got that connection. My whole family's from Massachusetts. We could go back and visit family together. But again, you do your thing. I do my thing. I don't want to suffocate you or envelop you in any way.
You're a loser.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, you guys. Coming up, I'm going to tell you what millennials are doing. It's different from what we've all done in the past when it comes to engagement rings. And I'm going to tell you right now, hey, millennials, nice work. You're doing good stuff.
All right.
Yes, it's about time.
You don't hear that often.
No, it's always, oh, millennials killed engagement rings.
They're ruining the world.
They got rid of avocados.
Millennials have ruined Applebee's. No.
It's fine.
Millennials,
we'll live.
Everyone's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Applebee's fine.
Right.
Avocados fine.
Great. Right?
Sure.
Eat it.
Love it. Some birthdays for you. We've got Julia Stiles, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga!
You just gotta wait for it.
It was a little winding up. Yeah. Reba McEntire.
Lady Gaga!
Okay. Vince Vaughn.
Lady Gaga!
And Jonathan Van Ness.
Lady Gaga!
And that's what's happening.
The ball is tipped. And there you are.
Right?
You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. One shining moment is all on the line. One shining moment.
Beautiful.
It's good.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Terrible.
Stunning. Stunning.
That's Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is better than the other rendition that you hate.
Well, the other one I hate. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Because that's bad.
Right.
We're going to give an honorable mention to one of the drops because it's been beaten already. But okay. Allie was very, very upset and didn't want it to keep winning.
I didn't want it making it out of the first round.
Which is Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. And it did get knocked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So an honorable mention and a little tribute.
Lady Gaga! Ra, ra, ah, 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 Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, Lady Gaga! I mean, now I'm sad it didn't make it.
It's beautiful, right?
Yes.
Salute.
Amazing.
That was Beer Mug.
Mm-hmm.
Came up
well
with the
done.
Idea, did it. All right, so we have been doing the Kevin and Bean Soundbite Bracket, and we were at the Fabulous Four. Is that what we were calling it?
Finishing Four.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Right.
Okay. And on my side, I had a whole thing. And by the way, Jensen and I both had, I think, the same ones when we filled it out.
Yeah.
What we thought would happen.
Would be the final two?
Yeah. Yes.
We figured the final two would be Hot Cheetos versus Rodney.
Incorrect.
Which
isn't
that's what we thought.
Which isn't a hot take because they're both one seeds.
Well, I had from the beginning it was going to be Victor Fuentes versus Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Right?
And then we had Hot Cheetos beating Rodney and being the champ.
Yeah.
No!
That's what we both had.
That's what we both had.
Just the joy of the kids, I think. Carries them through.
Beat it, kids.
All right.
No way.
So the Fabulous, Fantastic, whatever we're calling it, the four. Mm-hmm. Mine, the number one seed, Hot Cheetos.
I just love Hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
Such a glorious clip.
Right?
It's cute. It's beautiful.
So that one.
But going up against this.
Going up again against Victor Fuentes.
16-12-1. Hello. Hello. I'm a male, motherfucker, of course. Man, too much information
and
shit, man.
And you know who won between Hot Cheetos and Victor Fuentes?
Give me Victor. Give me Victor.
16-12-1. No. No. I'm a male, motherfucker,
of
course. Man, too much information
and
shit, man.
Wow.
Hot Cheetos out.
Wow. Big shock. Big
Not
shock.
Not a big shock.
To
That's
me,
same.
It's an upset. It took over a one seed. Now I'm seeing the stats. 53% went to Victor Fuentes.
It's very close.
Hot mm-hmm. Cheetos, 47%.
Right.
Yeah, Victor should have won that, so I'm glad.
Yeah, Victor did win that.
Only under 80 votes separating them.
Difference.
Wow.
Okay, and on Bean's side, he had Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Against, you see how white people do.
You see that? You see that? You see how white people do?
Now, that's a Cinderella.
Because that was agreed. I didn't have that even getting out of the first.
I had it in the finishing four. But that is a six seed. So congrats to that clip.
Yeah, but also, she had to get decimated by Rodney,
that's
right?
The thing is that you're going up against things, you know, beyond the clips we've posted like this.
There's a big party tonight over at Hyde. You name it. They're there.
Like, it's just a body of work.
It's a body of work.
Yeah, it's very difficult to even go up against.
So those two, you see that, you see how white people do. And Rodney, here's the winner.
Why?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
All right, so we have our finalists.
Woo! Understandable.
Our two possible champs, we have Rodney going up against Victor Fuentes.
I love it so
much. How do you pick? Those are both A-pluses.
They
this
are
is
both
crazy.
A-plus, but if Rodney doesn't take it, I am burning this mother down.
And I don't know if this gives you any insight as to what will happen in our final match, but Rodney got 60% of the votes against You See How White People Do.
Mm-hmm.
It was
To
a
me,
slaughter.
That makes sense.
That was a slaughter.
To me, that makes sense because Rodney is so much better than that one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not like Hot Cheetos and Victor Fuentes, which I think were a lot closer. Mm-hmm. That Rodney should have won that.
This is a number two seed versus a number one seed. That is the championship match. Oof. And this will forever be crowned the soundbite, at least for the year.
Of the world.
Of the world.
Universe.
Of the universe.
Yes.
So
of the
Kevin,
planet.
Of the Kevin and Bean universe. It's a little smaller than that.
Okay. Yeah.
So here's the final.
16-12-1. Hello. Hello. I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course. Man, too much information and shit,
Favorite part about that is, honestly, that he was calling 911 to get help.
He's amazing.
And he was super, super annoyed. And so that is one of your finalists, and this is the other.
Why? Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. What happened to Amy Winehouse?
So,
when do we have to vote until?
You can vote now until 6 a.m. tomorrow.
You just go to krock.com. We have the way to vote right there on the page.
How do you pick between those two?
Well, you pick the best one.
Right. You think the best one is?
It's going to be Rodney.
Fabulous.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I think, too. But what I thought was going to happen certainly didn't most of the way through the tournament.
Well, you were incorrect.
Okay, yeah. I was incorrect. That's true. All right, so it's Rodney Victor Fuentes. Go to krock.com.
Because I'm awesome.
You can vote one way or the other until 6 a.m. tomorrow, and then we will have a champion. Time to talk to RJ Bell.
Because he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
RJ,
all right, well, we got to start the clock.
Well, we'll start the clock once we tell him.
Okay.
RJ, good morning.
Yes.
We're going to give you 30 seconds. We have a clock, a timer. We're going to give you 30 seconds to gloat that you're in the lead in our pool. And then when the time is up, the time is up.
I don't even think that
Go ahead and start it. Go ahead.
I don't
it's
think
go
I need that much time. Give me 20 seconds.
No, it's already started.
You don't even need 30 seconds?
No. In the arc of history, bend towards justice. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's
all right. Terrible
gloating. You guys were gloating. I mean, the years that went by, the pain, the humiliation of the gloating from you guys were bending towards justice with my domination.
I mean, slow down. Slow down on domination. It's the first time you've been in the lead, and you've never won.
Time's up.
Also, he hasn't won yet.
Hey, guys, time's up.
But you feel.
I'm sorry. Time's up.
Yeah, time's up.
No. Did you just hang up on RJ?
I'm telling you, time's up. We got to move on.
All right.
Let's talk about the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight.
All right. Well, listen, this Sweet 16 is fascinating because Duke, a team that just a few weeks ago, when Zion came back, Zion Williamson, probably one of the biggest players of the century at the college level. When it comes to attention, when it comes to quality of play, Duke's Zion Williamson, so big, he just goes by Zion. He's like Madonna, Zion. There's one name, guys and gals.
Duke was considered just unbeatable.
Well, they were the second biggest favorite entering the tournament of the decade. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, here's what's amazing. No one in the Kevin and Bean family went to law school, I'm assuming.
I mean, I did, but go ahead.
Oh, is that true?
No, of course not.
All right. Now, imagine if your mom was skeptical about you going to law school. And you go, Mom, what do you think about me going to law school? She goes, I think it's 10-1 odds that you can finish. Now, law school is 3 years. Imagine you finish your first year successfully, and you went to your mom and say, all right, Mom, what's the odds now? 15-1, 10-1. It's like, what? I'm a third of the way through. You're making the odds worse? That's what's happened to Duke. Duke needs to win 6 games to win the title. They've won 2 of the 6, and their odds have actually gotten worse because they've underperformed in those games.
The main thing I've learned already is that RJ needs more supportive parents.
Well, let me tell you something. If I had more supportive parents, I wouldn't be where I am. You're exactly right about that. So right now, Duke is still favored, but their odds have actually been downgraded from plus 250 to plus 350, even though they've navigated a third of the way through.
Now, so, I'm sorry for being an idiot, but plus 350 means I bet
100 wins you $350.
Okay.
Basically, three and a half to one, right, RJ, basically?
Are you saying I'm looking pretty smart for having Virginia Tech beating Duke?
Well, I tell you, in the game itself, Virginia Tech is about a 7.5-point underdog in the game.
That's a lot of points.
Remember, you've got to have – I mean, you're not in first place. So if you're not in first, you've got to do wild
time
things
was
to
up on
catch
that.
Up.
So gross. So gross.
I mean, the Duke barely escaped. I mean, Zion isn't necessarily proving to be as dominant. I could get how the odds are going down, but I still think they're going to win this game.
And for sure in this game, now I will say this not to get too tactical, but this is a pretty amazing stat. Even casual basketball fans know the three-pointer has become more important as the years have gone by.
Correct.
1987 was the first year of the three-pointer. Now, Duke's three-point percentage, the number they make, if they make the Final Four, which means just wins two more games, they'll be the worst shooting three-point team ever to make the Final Four.
Is that right?
So really, with Duke, you've got this almost like anachronistic team that would have dominated before the three. They're so good inside, they can still win. But history tells us if you can't shoot the three in the modern era, you're in trouble. Duke would be the worst three-point shooting team ever to make the Final Four.
And that's because they're filled with bigs, basically. They have big
bigs and their guards and stuff just don't shoot as well as you would expect.
All right, so the Sweet 16, there's four games today and four games tomorrow. What do you want to focus on?
Well, I tell you this. I love that, you know, we talk about the brackets and how, like, some brackets are really good, like mine is. Some brackets aren't as good.
Dude, time's up on that, man.
I'm just interweaving it contextually. Come on. But here's the thing. There's a guy, you might have heard about this guy, who has a perfect bracket. So we've been talking for years about how unlikely a perfect bracket is. Now, listen, he's 48 out of 48. That's how many picks there's been so far.
Is that right?
And he still has to pick 15 more. So the odds are way against it. But just to get to this point, it was actually at NCAA.com. So this is at a legit place.
All right.
If you would have taken a dollar, just $1, and said, all right, I'm going to bet on Team A, and if I win the first team, I'm going to let it ride. 48 straight wins. Now, no one would let you do this. If you would have done it, $151 million.
Oh, wow.
So literally, the odds of him going 48 for 48, this dude, based on the Vegas odds on each game's winner, 151 million to one.
All right, I'm going to try and ask my question again. So this is the Sweet 16. There are four games today and four games tomorrow. What would you like to focus on?
Well, you want to break down individual games?
Well, no, I'm saying, do you have favorites that you want? That you think would be good bets?
On the individual games themselves. See, that's the thing. I don't know if you know this, but one of the reasons our segment's been so successful beyond all the winning is I've always kept things so high level.
Right.
You know, and I've never gotten into, oh, you should look at this one game or this one game. So you know what I'll do? I'll actually let me make a suggestion.
Okay.
The baseball season starting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've got the odds on the Dodgers and a few other favorites.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Why don't we do that first? And as we're talking about it, I'll pull up today's games, and at the end, I'll give a bonus pick I usually wouldn't give.
All right.
Yeah, give me World Series odds.
So World Series odds.
All right. So World Series odds right now, the Yankees, the dreaded Yankees, are favored.
No.
Why?
Well, I tell you, this is a team that's has been, you know, they've been known to spend a lot of money not that thoughtfully, and they've grown from the farm system now pretty effectively, and they've paid money for some big players. Mm-hmm. Red Sox are tied with them. Astros next 7-1, but here's the good news. Dodgers are the fourth favorite at 8-1.
So 6-1 is the favorite. Dodgers are 8-1.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, the Dodgers are just, I mean, literally right there.
I will say right now that I like the Phillies at 12-1.
I tell you, a guy like Harper, think about this for a second now. He was with the Nationals all those years when they had probably a better supporting cast than they do now with the Phillies. And how many World Series have they made?
Zero, but that's not.
I mean, it just doesn't feel like. And again, they've spent the money on them. So, who's to say what's going to happen?
Right. Fine. I'll sit this segment out.
All right. So I'm going to give you the biggest underdog. This has been the biggest upgrade of the tournament so far.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oregon is the only double-digit seed to make the Final Four.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, to make the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, in my bracket, I had Oregon, you know, because I had 15 out of the 16.
We
correct.
Get it.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Oregon out plus 8.5.
Okay.
Because here's why. Most people look at the whole season and say, well, how many games did Oregon win? How many did they lose? And that's the right way to do it most of the time. But about 10 or 12 games ago, Oregon made a fundamental change to their lineup. They went really big. They got four guys that are like 6'9 or bigger.
Wow.
And since then, they've played as well as anyone in the country. And remember, Virginia's the team that got beat 16-1 last year, first time ever. So I'm going to give out a bonus best bet to my loved Kevin and Bean family.
Love it.
Oregon plus 8.5.
Plus, that's where they shot Animal House.
Well, listen, I mean,
is that
I know
helpful?
A lot about, I don't know much about biology. I will say that.
I like it. I see what you did.
RJ Bell, you can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. The website is pregame.com. RJ has RJ Bell's Dream Preview, which is available on iTunes. It's both college football and NFL. He's also got his daily radio show, Straight Out of Vegas with RJ Bell. That's 3 to 4 p.m. on Fox Sports Radio. RJ, we always enjoy our time with you. Thank you for not gloating too much.
And I think next week when I'm in the lead, it should be fun again.
John, but get him off the
get
phone.
Get him off the phone.
This is RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Bell. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54. Like we do on Thursdays, we're going to check in with Dr. Drew. Coming in just after the top of the hour. Right now, Allie is here. What's happening?
Dave just put up on the call screener. We, of course, are doing our bracket of sound bites. And we have the final two. It is Rodney going up against Victor Fuentes, which is the best two choices of them all. I'm just saying.
That's the long blondes on Rodney on the Rock.
Hey, Rodney.
Right. Okay, Rodney.
We have until 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Hey, you're talking over Rodney.
Yeah, I got a couple more songs.
Oh, he was so low.
And then on, you know.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah,
okay.
You know.
Okay. You know.
Wow.
Okay.
It seemed like there was more.
Apologies to Rodney. We have until 6 a.m. to vote on KROQ.com, and he's got an update for us so far. Rodney leading in the early vote over Victor Fuentes.
Because 54, I'm awesome.
Well, oh, true. Right. 54%. So
pretty close.
Who knows what can happen overnight, you guys.
Bitch.
Whoa!
I'm just saying. We don't know what could happen. You could lose. I don't foresee it.
Drama queen.
Oh, you're right.
That's Love, featuring Arthur Lee, lead singer.
Okay, we don't have time for this whole thing.
Jeez.
And he didn't write that. Burt Bacharach wrote that song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Arthur Lee wrote most of
seem related to the bracket.
Did.
We don't have all this.
Anyway, that was My Little Red Book.
Okay, well, we're going to have to stop it right there because we don't have time.
We just don't know. But go to KROQ.com. You can vote until 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be big, you guys. It's going to be big. Just saying. So, Imagine Dragons, Gavin DeGraw, and Boyz II Men are just some of the artists that are coming together to honor the military during a special event at Rockefeller Center in New York City over Memorial Day weekend. The event is called Side by Side, a Celebration of Service, and they will honor servicemen and women, military veterans, and their family. So that's nice.
That's nice.
Very good.
Real
that
nice,
should
you
happen.
Guys.
Charitable.
And it's all coinciding with New York City's annual Fleet Week. You ever been in New York City during Fleet Week?
I don't even know what it is.
I have.
Woo! Jensen, why don't you explain it? Because I'm just getting hot and bothered thinking about it.
A lot of Navy dudes. They dock up and they walk around New York City and they live it up.
They live it up in their uniforms and they get some...
No one can see you pointing.
It is being thrown at them, is all I'm saying. A lot of seamen out there just walking the streets.
You mean seamen, right?
Yeah, they're in the Navy.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Who stands around their house hitting themselves with fish?
And let's not rule out the sea women. Because they are there as well.
Living it up, too.
Living it up. If Fleet Week is... If you haven't been to New York during Fleet Week...
Do I need to go?
It's... sure. It is fun. I'm just saying.
All right.
It's really fun.
A lot of dudes in uniform.
Oof. Yeah. I come from a Navy family, so it's weird talking about how hot Navy men are, because there's a few in my family, and it's creepy, but Fleet Week. Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don't
do you
want
to talk about it more?
Horse click.
Right?
Huh? Giddy up.
She does a lot of trying to get her to stop that.
Who wants a ride? Nope.
Giddy up.
Oh, thank you. See, Rodney agrees. He's been there during Fleet Week. Justin Timberlake is producing a game show called Spin the Wheel and is debuting on Fox this June, you guys. Here's the thing. It's going to be hosted by Dax Shepard, who we all love. And it gives contestants the chance to win huge cash prizes. How huge? Up to $20 million.
Wow.
It's being described as a suspenseful, high-energy mix of pop culture trivia strategy and simple whirling luck. So you're basically spinning the wheel, and you keep deciding, do I want to spin it one more time or walk away? I dig it.
Does it seem to anybody else like... game shows are all coming back at the same time?
It seems like they are, and there's also that nostalgia factor of the game shows because they're doing the no whammies, no whammies, stop.
Yep, press
Joker's Wild. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joker's Wild?
Joker's Wild is another game that's on Turner, yeah.
I
Card
love it.
Card Sharks is the other one you're thinking of.
Yes. Yeah. I can't wait. I like it. And I don't know, is it just, are they easier to make and a little cheaper? That's why they're all coming back?
I would assume so, yes.
Okay.
And Fox has announced that you're going to see more stuff like Masked Singer, so this would be in line with that.
Understand.
Event television.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Very good stuff. We talked last hour about, everyone blames millennials for, RVs not selling as much anymore and recliners. Like, everything you can blame, you blame on a millennial, and it doesn't make sense.
I'm tired of those stories.
It's awful.
Millennials are ruining. Okay, stop it.
They're not. Right.
Cranky.
Whoa.
Oh.
This story I love because it says that millennials are ditching a lot of traditions, and that includes engagement rings with large diamonds. And what's happening is this concept of loner rings. And a new report from Vox says that it's become super popular for younger couples.
What is loner rings?
They choose a stone that isn't a diamond, or they use a placeholder engagement ring. So you basically buy a ring and you're like, hey, here's our ring for now.
Okay.
Then I'm going to make enough money and we're going to pick the dream ring, which is smart.
I think that's great.
I think that's great too.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people have done that just without giving it a title and things. Yeah. People are like, this is a ring for now. And when we start making money, then I'll upgrade.
And here's the thing. If you can have a ring for $200, cubic zirconia, whatever it is, looks real, whatever, and this is my
ring. You never upgrade it.
Now,
if
don't
that's
have
the case,
to.
You don't tell her.
You don't. All right. That's a choice. That is definitely a choice. But how smart is that? Instead of blowing money that you don't have for a ring.
Yeah. Agreed.
So,
very smart.
Kudos, millennials. You didn't break anything.
Yeah! Nice job.
We love you. All right, guys. Let's talk about some birthdays. Reba McEntire, Vince Vaughn, Julia Stiles, Jonathan Van Ness, and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga!
And that's what's happening.
On Thursdays, we talk to Dr. Drew Pinsky. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, guys. And then I just freak you guys out. That's what we do every Thursday.
A lot of times you're a wet blanket.
Yeah, this one's going to hit real close to home for me.
Yeah, I tell you what. So what we're talking about is the actress that plays Khaleesi. Now I'm blanking on her name.
Amelia Clark.
Amelia Clark.
Mm-hmm.
She gave an interview to the New Yorker magazine. I cannot recommend this article strongly enough. I do that daytime radio show with Leanne Tweeden, and she was reading it to me while I was walking around, and the hair stood up on the back of my neck. It's the most unbelievable story you've ever heard. All the while, the Khaleesi was filming season one and season two of Game of Thrones.
For those of you that don't know, she said she survived two life-threatening aneurysms.
Unreal.
And by life-threatening, I mean both bleeds should, and by should, I mean like 80% should, have taken her out.
Oh,
wow.
And while she has the biggest break of her career, you know what I mean? She can't just walk away from it.
It was like her first starring role. Yeah.
So she had what's called a thunderclap headache. This is, there are different kinds of headaches. I guess we should talk about headache a little bit. There's migraine headaches, cluster headaches, tension headaches. And these are very common, of course. But if you have something we call a thunderclap headache, which is the worst headache of your life with neck pain and stiffness, you should see a doctor. So she had that, went to the hospital, and was having like confusion and starting to have vision problems, which of course also mean neurological stuff. And she bled into her brain. They did a scan, and she had an aneurysm. So they
went
in.
Which means what? What's an aneurysm?
Aneurysm, how the side of your tire can blow out with a bleb?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing can happen in arteries. It's genetically sort of a predisposition. And in a region of the brain called the circle of Willis, which is in the base of the brain, you can get these little bubbles that develop, and they're weak, and they blow. And hers blew, and they can go in with a wire that they feed up your femoral artery and your leg.
Is that the coil?
And coil it, exactly. Allie, good for you.
No. Dr. Drew.
I didn't say
Drew,
it.
I know, Allie, you just passed, but let me just say this right now. Thanks to the good people at Cedar-Sinai, big ups to Dr. Shavink. My mom is healthy and happy, and everything is great.
Part of the 20%.
Yes.
Have you been checked for aneurysms?
I have, actually, right after that, because my mom's was congenital, and my mom had migraines her whole life, like I have migraines my whole life.
And let me just.
And Jensen has migraines as well.
Things out a little further.
Okay.
Your anisocoria can be caused by a posterior communicating artery aneurysm.
Hey,
why did we never discuss this part?
Never imagined that would be a possible.
But also dumb it down for me.
That's
what's happening?
The thing with my eye that when I was talking to Dr. Drew a couple years ago at Acoustic, he's like, "Why is one of your pupils like this? You have what?
Anisocoria. Well, it's ptosis on that side you get from the posterior communicating artery. It's probably nothing. It's probably not.
Listen, it's you're all right, probably. All good.
You're amazing.
But I would get that checked out. Let's just do a, MRA, it's called, where they look at the arteries in your vein. But not a bad idea.
Dr. Drew,
congenital.
Genetic. How can you tell the difference between a migraine
and a thunder
headache or whatever?
Thunderclap. Yeah. It's hard. It's very hard. And we don't even know really what causes migraines. We sort of think it's inflammation of vessels
swelling,
or changes in blood flow. But thunderclap is kaboom. It hits you really hard. And often a little confusion, it's like disorientation, fatigue, but neck pain and stiffness is the key. Can't move my neck. It's very much like meningitis because the meningeals will get inflamed by the blood.
Yeah.
Right? And so the coil. Tell them about the coil, Allie.
I have no idea what it means, how they did it.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Shavink. But they put this coil up, and it essentially, cauterizes the area around.
Exactly. It just destroys the aneurysm. Now, so they did that with the Khaleesi. Mm-hmm. She recovered from the bleed. She woke up on a ventilator and tells this hair-raising story. Goes ahead. I think she filmed season 2 or something.
Yeah.
Just having horrible fatigue. I mean, after your brain is injured, fatigue is just overwhelming. She said she would just, it's a kind of a fatigue you can't imagine, and she described it very vividly. Then, towards the end of season 2, has another thunderclap headache. They go in, she has another aneurysm. They try to coil it. It fails. It bleeds massively.
Wow.
They have to do emergency neurosurgery on her, open her skull up, lift her brain, clip the aneurysm. She should have died right there. She
she's
had like
a miracle.
80% probably of death.
She had what, 80% chance?
Yeah, of dying.
Wow.
And then I think, based on what we know about what happened to Luke Perry, this is probably what happened to him, because you heard this rumor, TMZ sort of backs this up, that he had a, quote, second stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens after a bleed, and if for about 2 to 4 days after the initial bleed, you can get spasming in the arteries to the brain that can actually cause a stroke. And so she was at very high risk for that, made it through, got off the ventilator, couldn't speak, couldn't move one side of her body, couldn't understand English, had to retrain her speech centers, and recover and do another season.
Wow,
she's a miracle.
Drew, she's a miracle.
Drew, I have migraines that since probably the last 8 to 10 years that I've never read or had anyone tell me, like, oh, and I relate to it. Reading this article was the first time I've ever related to someone talking about their headache. I've had MRIs, I've had everything that goes on, and no one's ever brought up aneurysm or anything like that. This is what happens to me, but it would show up in these MRIs, or are you going to tell me that it doesn't always?
No, that's why they're doing all that, is to make sure it's not something like an aneurysm. And there's all kinds of goofy stuff that can go wrong in our head, let's be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And this
I don't
is
think
it,
goofy's the right word.
Well, maybe for you.
We open our conversation by saying, there's three kinds of headaches, migraine, cluster, and tension, but then there's the other category. And aneurysms, infections, tumor, all the other category is everything else.
Right.
And when the reason neurologists are so careful is they don't want to miss the other category, because that's important, has to be treated and can't be cured in most cases.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we have a whole nother discussion, because I also have non-growing tumors in the midbrain.
So, what? Like a pineal tumor or something?
They just don't grow. They could be juvenile.
Where? What region?
Midbrain.
Like in the pineal gland, that kind of thing?
Oh, I don't know the exact gland. But it's not – they can't remove it because it's right in the middle, and if they go in, I'll vegetable out or whatever. But they check it every few months in order to make sure it doesn't grow or multiply.
That might be where the headaches are coming from, right?
I know. They say it's not, but I know it is. Anyway, that's
– we are a mess.
Very sensitive. Yeah, we're all dying is what I'm saying.
This is going to be a new morning team. I mean, what?
Huh? What?
Oh, come on.
Hurtful.
Dr. Drew, I just want to bring up one more thing, which is Amelia thought – she was in great shape and was working out and was getting ready to do it. So
This can hit anyone at any point. It has nothing to do with that.
Look, this is the thing. I'm going to bum everyone out for the morning, but you know, there are libraries filled with all the things that can go wrong in our body medically when we are in the midst of what seems to be complete health. There are things that happen. We are biological entities, and things go haywire. The miracle is that we go from day to day without these things happening. No, I kid you not. In the modern era, we rarely see these things, or if we see them, we cure them. But people, you know, this is why we have people forgetting that we need sanitation, and we need rodent control, and we need to, you know, get fleas out of our house, and we need to take vaccines, because these things happen. They happen a lot. And we can do a lot to control them and get rid of them, but we have to do it.
Yeah. All right, you can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter.
Good morning, everybody.
At Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew Midday Live, he mentioned Monday to Friday, 12 to 3 p.m. on 790 KABC. You can go to his website. He has four different podcasts.
Honestly, sir.
DrDrew.com and Heal is the app. You can download Heal on your phone and get a doctor in the comfort of your own home.
Yep. Drew, do you cuss on any of those podcasts?
No, I saved that for the FCC, for the radio.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank
you. Don't forget, Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, the 11th annual, is happening April 26th at the Microsoft Theater, featuring Ray Romano, Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Iff, Jamie Lee, and there's a Kevin and Bean rap battle.
Yeah. I mean, you got to start leading with that.
I don't want...
It's why I'm buying tickets.
It's worth the admission alone. Like,
absolutely.
That's it.
But
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
But do we know that?
Yeah, yes. Kevin and Bean doing a rap battle, and then you're like, wait, and Ray Romano's going to be there?
Right.
Like, it's awesome.
It's the lead. It's the headline.
Yeah. 100%.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah, at AXS.com.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you can buy your tickets tomorrow at 10 a.m. All proceeds benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedars-Sinai NICU. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. If you missed any part of today's show, you should get the podcast, because there was some pretty good stuff. Funny last words worked out so much better than we thought.
Amazing.
Really good. And we made Dr. Drew a curse on air.
Yes.
I don't think that's ever happened.
No. Mm-mm.
He cursed on the air.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Based on the bad health luck of Allie.
Correct.
I mean,
her genes of sickness.
Scary.
We also had the Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket update.
Mm-hmm.
It's down to the final two, so you can vote between now and 6 a.m. tomorrow at krock.com. You should get the podcast if you'd like to hear any of that. Right now, Allie is here. What is happening?
What's happening is this Sunday is something I have been looking forward to for a long time. And
this
it's
Sunday.
Sad that it centers around television, but it does. Because Veep is back on Sunday.
Love that show.
And Barry is back on Sunday.
Love that
show.
Like,
it couldn't be a better Sunday, is what I'm saying, you guys.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I just saw this on The Hollywood Reporter, and here is the title of this article. Veep final season delivers a satisfying ending no one will see coming.
Hmm. Satisfying ending no one will see coming.
Don't even think about it.
But that makes me want to.
Yeah, of course.
You know what
I
mean? Like, they
absolutely
say no one will see coming.
Right.
Then you have to go, okay, well, what could it be then?
Well, it's got to be...
Her becoming president?
Selena becomes president.
That's what I would think, but...
Or does Jonah... Oh, there's so much, you guys.
Jonah becomes president.
Whatever you're thinking of, it's got to be the opposite.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I cannot wait, you guys. But just letting everybody know... This Sunday.
I think one of the best comedies of all time.
Veep, 100%. Yes. Yeah, and I think Barry is well on its way after one season.
Barry's the one show I watch immediately.
Right?
On all of television.
You weren't here, but I started watching the show, and then I started talking about NoHo Hank every day on the air because I really wanted Kevin and Bean to start watching it.
And when she says every day, she means 10 times every day.
Yeah, I talked so much
about... She Peaky Blinders did.
Yes.
Yeah, about NoHo Hank, and his publicist was listening, and she's like, I'd love for Anthony Carrigan to come in and talk to you guys. Yes, please. He was so lovely and such a delight, and I think he was the breakout star of that season. Just amazing.
You
I
were using
wait
the secret. The secret.
I really was. I
threw
it out to
who
the
do
universe.
You want next?
You put it out there, and then they come in.
Well,
who's up next?
Chris Evans.
And why are you pointing again?
What's up? I don't know. It's a little weird. Just saying. Sunday. Big night, you guys.
All right.
Who's ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready as well. So I just saw this on TMZ and thought, oh, why? Jussie Smollett is back in L.A. And the reason why, they think, is because he is up for a NAACP Image Award for his Empire role.
I'm sorry. What?
Which is this weekend, so they don't know for sure if he's going to be there on Saturday, but if he's attending that and he wins...
What?
Good God,
even
what's
just
happening?
The announcing of the nominee, I want to hear what the crowd does.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
You guys.
That's shocking.
Yeah. It's been quite a week for Jussie Smollett.
Yes, it has.
Just cuckoo. The whole thing is insane.
I want him to win. I want him to go up. I want him to wax poetic about redemption.
Oh,
I want him to talk
love.
About how innocent he is. I want it all.
He's sticking with that.
He is.
That innocent thing.
Robert.
It's very weird. It's all very weird. Almost as weird as this quote from Kate Beckinsale talking about dating Pete Davidson. She said, I've never been in this position before. Never dated anybody who comes with their own bag of mischief.
Bag of mischief,
which is a great band name. Let's
sure.
just put that out there. But Bag of Mischief.
Now, it doesn't sound like that's super negative.
No.
Like
it sounds
baggage.
Like it's cutesy.
It doesn't sound like it's baggage,
it's
yes.
cutesy
it's,
to her.
Yes.
He's got a bag of mischief.
Yeah, that's odd.
It's all very odd. Yeah, she said it's all quite shocking and something to get used to. Talking about, you know, she's basically now people waiting for her outside of restaurants, outside of her home. She's now on the paparazzi's
on the radar
now.
I love big, fat, juicy pickles.
I mean, it has been rumored
there
that
has to be a reason.
There is a reason that Pete gets the ladies. This is,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, we,
yeah.
Again, people can't see you point.
Okay.
But
yeah.
We definitely get it.
Yes.
Got it. So Paramount Television has landed the rights to the follow-up novel to Sex and the City. The book
yes.
by Candace Bushnell. Is there sex... Is there still Sex in the City set
oh,
to be
on.
Released
nope.
on August 6th?
No. Nope.
Here's the thing.
No.
It takes a look at sex, dating, and friendship in New York City after the age of 50.
Nope.
So it makes sense. Because, you know, that's a turning point for a lot of women. You've
no.
got your love, your life, marriage, children, divorce,
no.
bereavement,
no.
a lot of societal pressures.
Oh, God!
To stay youthful and whatnot. I think this is an underserved group, and I think it's great, and we will see what happens if it's made into a show. But Candace has been writing the pilot script and will serve as an executive producer on the project.
Nope.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Canceled.
People loved Sex in the City.
Nope.
Is there still Sex
Buzzkill.
In the City?
Buzzkill.
Nope.
So you guys are in?
I'm looking out for my dudes.
Okay. See? Understandable. Your dudes might be in it. Well, the Marvel Cinematic
nope.
Universe is looking at some A-list star power, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Angelina Jolie is in talks to join The Eternals. It would be her first superhero movie, but her second comic book adaptation after 2007's Wanted.
Why would you not do that?
Ever.
Like, if you're an actor at this point...
Yeah, agreed.
And Marvel comes to you with anything.
Yeah. If you're a waiter right now, or waitress mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, your dream is to eventually be in those movies, because then you don't have to do anything else.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You're wealthy and rich for the rest of your life based off one universe. I mean, they took out Robert Downey Jr. He's not in anything else.
They took him out?
He doesn't
well,
need
I'm just
to
saying,
be in
he doesn't
else.
Need to be... He's not even acting. He's just doing that one thing. Mm-hmm. That's it. Guy was Oscar-nominated. Now he just plays one role.
It's pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a dream.
I'd be in one of their movies.
What would you play?
Yeah.
Don't care.
You'd be any
I'd,
of them.
I'd be anything.
You'd be Howard the Duck.
Sure.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, sure.
If you could go back in time
uh-huh.
and be an actor,
yes.
what is your dream role?
If you could go back in time, Luke Skywalker.
Well, you get to pick a role that's been out there.
Yeah.
How could it be anything else?
Well, it would be Han Solo because Luke sucks. I mean, no offense. Mark Hamill's a hero.
My bad. I thought you uh-huh. asked me.
Oh, you're right. I would be Han Solo is okay. what I was saying.
Yes.
I would be Lieutenant Dan.
Well, that was a choice. Okay.
All right.
I'd be Forrest Gump's best friend.
Sure.
Okay. And understandable.
I have no legs.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Wheel around.
That's the role.
Yeah, that's okay. the one I'd pick out of everything right. that's ever happened in movies.
I mean, Allie and I have multiple movies to
right.
be in.
No, right.
But
Lieutenant
you can pick Dan. What, okay.
Uh-huh. No, just
right.
the one.
It's a strange
okay.
choice, but.
Yeah, it's a legacy.
It's your choice.
Oh.
Lieutenant Dan.
Legacy, I get it.
Thank you.
Oh, for the love, let's end this. Some birthdays for you. Reba McEntire. Reba McEntire, Vince Vaughn, Julia Stiles, Jonathan Van Ness, and... Lady Gaga, you guys.
Lady Gaga!
Happy birthday.
Can we play the remix of Lady
please.
Gaga?
Please.
I mean, I feel like we need to.
Lady Gaga! Ra, 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 ra,
I mean, it's painful.
It is.
And yet wonderful.
It's lovely. And if you didn't listen to the podcast, we also do something about seagulls today.
That's
which
correct.
Is very similar.
That's odd as well.
A lot of sounds.
Thank you, Allie. A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Mama Muggs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, talking about the Dodgers.
Season, yeah.
Talking about the Dodgers season. And
I mean,
she's,
one game in, she'll know, right?
She says she's the biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I feel like she's the worst fan.
Yeah, I love
she turns
it.
Off every game that they get behind in.
Yeah.
She's a hater.
Yeah. I don't understand her. We will have a soundbite champion from our bracket.
Nice.
You can still vote on that between now and 6 a.m. tomorrow. Go to krock.com. We have Joseph Gordon-Levitt in studio.
That's a star.
How about that?
Yeah.
And Allie's secret break. And
oh.
Here's what I know. When someone has a secret break,
mm-hmm.
it's because they don't want to tip their hand on what they're going to do.
Right.
95% of the time, it's about me.
No.
It's something
98.
Bad. 98% of the time, it's about me. So I don't like to see those words.
Don't be so vain.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about him.
Get okay. over yourself.
See you later, Kevin.
All right. That's tomorrow morning, and join us then.